on the brink of the canyon, feeling the warm sun caressing my face, I reflected on what lay before me with the end of my first field season in the Zumwalt. This winter, I would return to the university to continue compiling and analyzing the data and to pen some of the conclusions of my research. Next spring, with the arrival of the birds again, I would come back to the Zumwalt for another season or two of research. It felt good to know I was coming back. The Findlay Buttes stood out prominently in the autumnal colors of the grassland as my gaze swept south. Something in their starkness reminded me of my first impression of the Zumwalt. Then it had seemed forsaken and lonely. But now, a half year later, the prairie had revealed itself to be a place of unbelievable beauty and diversity, a rich land of incredible value for wildlife, plants, and people. The Zumwalt was a shining example of good stewardship over long generations. But would it stay this way, I wondered, with all the changes threatening it, all the factions pulling on it and desiring to be its keeper? With sadness, I saw the bitter war over the western grasslands being waged between two disparate cultures, environmentalists and ranchers, for what it really is, a tragic irony. It's a war that should never be. If the truth were only realized, these two arch foes would see that they are actually allies in the fight to save rangelands from a future neither side wants. Of course, before I came here, I was just as guilty. Like many others, I thought that ranchers and grazing and wildlife could not mix. But over the course of my research and my days and weeks and months in the field, I had come to discover that grazing is only a tool. I had observed that grazing, like fire management or riparian fencing or the replanting of native species, is a mechanism that can change vegetation, composition, density, and structure, and as such, change small mammal and bird populations by altering these species' habitat. In terms of its consequences, grazing could have varying results. Some, unquestionably, could be detrimental to the resource. These are usually the examples put in front of the public and those on which decisions are made. But, as evidenced by my Zumwalt findings, when grazing is done with the top priority given to the native vegetation, when the phenology and physiology of the key plant species and the ecological capability of the resource are kept in mind, grazing can richly enhance a wildlife habitat. I was coming to realize that these examples needed public exposure too. In the final measure, it is our approach to stewardship, our focus and goals that will determine the results. To reap any real lasting success, we must turn our eyes to a land-based philosophy, one where the second and third order consequences are always considered whenever something is done to the land. We need to try to save entire functioning ecosystems. The physical and biological capacities of all the parts need our protection while keeping our focus on the whole.